USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden is set to announce additional COVID-19 measures before the United Nations General Assembly this week.
This is what we've got to do to get to the next phase of this pandemic response so that we can get through this and get back to normal once and for all.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on CNN would not specify which measures President Biden would be implementing. Last week, the president issued several executive orders that affect as many as 80 million private sector employees. A 16-page heavily redacted document written in 2016 sheds light on the logistical support that was given to some of the hijackers in the September 11, 2001 attacks. The FBI releasing the first previously declassified document about the hijackers after an order handed down by President Biden days earlier. According to the document, the FBI did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terror attacks, although 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.